Welcome. Oh, welcome everybody. Come on in. Just getting myself set up here. I am Coach Lisa. Tonight we are talking about how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. So, say hello in the chat. Let me know you're here, you can hear me, and raise your hand. This is an open coaching session. Weird is happening with my hair tonight. That's okay. Open coaching. So that means good afternoon, Mel. How are you? I suppose I say good evening, tomato, tomato. It is 6 o'clock for me, but hey, Karen, I am doing well. Mel, I'm so glad to see you. Now, I see some names. I see some hands coming up. I was promised some hands. Some people in the Q&A today said they were going to be brave and put up their hands, and I want to see it. Okay. Hi, Jen. So we're all clear. This call is we're going to talk about how to lose weight, why we're not, if we are. Yes, Karen, I don't bite unless you want me to. No, I'm kidding. I don't bite. Carly said I was not brave enough to let you know that I would raise my hand then. Well, but you've raised your hand now. So I am going to pull you up here. While we're pulling Carly up, I also want to remind everybody that you can post questions in the Q&A. You can post them anonymously if you need to. But you can raise your hand to be coached. That is what we're here for. Okay, so no BS women. Let's go. See some hands. Oh, there you go.
Hi
Hi, Carly.
there.
How are you?
This is my very first coaching call.
Love the Bucky shirt. Very cool.
And I've been with the program pretty consistently since 2020. So raising my
Okay.
hand was very hard. So I want to thank
Okay.
all of
So,
my people out there encouraging me to do so.
and I just want you to breathe. Seriously, it's okay. I mean, I bet you, show of hands, everybody that does this for the first time feels like that. I've been there. I mean, I was a member before I was a coach on here. I remember wanting to vomit. Like, I click the hand button and go, oh my God, please don't pick me. Please don't pick me. Oh my God, is she gonna pick me? Oh my God. And then, yeah, wanting to vomit the whole time.
But you want to be picked
I
because
know.
it's at that point
Because you've
where I
already
need
done
like
it.
live action. I don't need
Yes.
like I used ask coaches in the past, and it's just like I need that quick like back and forth to kind of work through things.
Well, let's do it.
So
What's going on? Tell me
yeah.
more.
So I've definitely been fucking around with the same 5 pounds for the last 9 months. So, okay. So, I mean, I try not to think of my past when I was initially with No BS in 2020. I lost 80 pounds with the program.
Okay. So
If
why are
life
you trying to
happened,
not think about that?
I wouldn't say I try not to think about it, but I try not to dwell on it because that's in the past now. I had a lot of life changes happen at one time. One, we moved. We were living with my in-laws and it was a very toxic situation. We moved out of that toxic situation. So it was like, I have control of my life again. And unfortunately, at around that same time, my daughter, who was kind of coming into being a teenager, started going through some mental issues, including
Okay.
an eating disorder.
Okay.
And while I don't think I was any root problem of that because I mean I've spoken to her therapist and my own therapist and they don't believe that it was it was I a person to blame for that. So I kind of like paused for a while. So 2022 until 2024 I kind of just stopped and I regained about 60 of those 80 pounds. And
So
after
hold on, we didn't just stop.
yeah, it was a slow
We
roll.
changed back to, but we changed back to using eating
Right.
as what? What was eating doing for you during that time? Do you know?
Well, I was trying to make food safe for her.
Yeah.
So if I s kept on doing what I was doing before, which was not the program, I kind of
Okay.
evolved it into something that was not no BS. It was
Okay.
not restrictive, but I was just being a little too hardcore, I would say.
So when you
And
were trying to make food safe for her, what were you doing?
I was just ignoring everything. Like, I just wanted to make sure she was seeing me not fear food.
Okay.
And when she was in a moment where she was fearing food, and she was a little like a typical child, like she was
Yeah.
like a little chunky in her prepubescent time, and and she lost a substantial amount of weight,
Okay.
and I just tried to make food safe for her. So eating is that's a big portion of it is that I
Yes.
don't sometimes want to stop eating because if I stop eating, she's watching me and she knows
Yeah.
that I'm stopping eating. Now that explains like the time that I'm with her, which the work kind of falls into what I'm dealing with right now, which is weekend work. And it's always been kind of weekend work with me. Weekends are my
Yes.
free time where I, think of it as like a break. And with her, that's when I'm spending most of my time is with her on the weekend. So if I stop, I'm afraid that she's going to stop or like she won't eat enough because
Okay.
she's a much slower eater than me. I like eat like I'm in prison and
Okay.
like somebody's going to take it all from me. And I
Okay.
try to slow down. However, it's sometimes
So
like
it's
it's just
almost
nature.
like, how old is she now?
She's 17 and a half, so she's almost 18.
And
I
how is
wouldn't
she
say she's
doing
over
with?
every, she's not over everything, but
Are
she's
you ever?
much better, much, much better.
Okay. But it's almost like you created your own slight eating disorderish activity, trying to protect her and teach her that food was safe. Got it. Okay.
And both my husband and I both have done the same thing. Like he's doing the same thing. We were talking about this. He encouraged me to come on here tonight because we're trying to figure out how we can be healthy because we want to live here forever. We don't want to,
Yeah.
get sick and,
So what does healthy mean to you?
I just want to be a mindful eater where, enough. So I prepared myself for tonight. So I have
Oh.
my habit tracker all set up and
So
ready
tell
to
me all
go.
about it.
So I'm a boss queen when it comes to making a plan and assessing a plan.
Okay.
I do great with sleep. I do great with eating when I'm hungry. Like I'm not going and most of the time, about 93% of the time, I'm eating when I'm hungry. So I'm not just grab
How do you
assing.
know?
Because for the most part during the day, I've never been kind of like a person that just goes and roams around the kitchen and grabs from the cabinet
Okay.
mindlessly. Like I pay attention to my plan and what's on it.
So how do you
And
know that you're when you're hungry and it's time to eat? Like what informs you of that?
usually it's thoughts. That's usually like my first, and that's always been kind of like my first signal of I'm hungry is like I start thinking like, oh, is it time to eat? Or is it now during stressful times, there are some things that are definitely, like I just need something. I just want something. But I can say for sure that the dates that I did not eat when I was hungry, it wasn't one of those days. Like it was just
Okay.
like it was more of like I ate. Well, it was
So
because I was
you're saying
tired eating when I was
that
tired.
7% of the time when you did not eat, when you ate and you were not hungry, you know for sure you were not hungry.
I knew for sure I was not hungry. I was tired. And I did a discovery worksheet on that date. Which I've been trying to do those, but I have not been consistent at that either. But eating to enough has definitely been the number that is probably the most.
Well, what is it?
That I don't know because it varies. So like I've been trying to work on the weekend. I love that this month is focused on that, but I'm
Yeah.
seeing like that I'm eating overeating on Thursdays and then Mondays. So not eating like some of them were like I'm eating just enough, but it's not going to help weight loss. Like I track that. Like I'm eating just enough, but it's not oh, like I'm not eating over it. I'm a very data person. If you saw my planner, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this is too much
So I have
information.
seen some kick-ass spreadsheets in the past. Let me tell you, it can be great. I also don't want you getting lost in it.
Well, that's where I went
That's what
off the deep
your
end
teammates,
last time.
your teammates can help you to not get lost in your data. That I struggle to believe that you can't give me a percentage because you told me I eat when I'm hungry 93% of the time of roundabouts there. And
This month, because I have
right,
not been
this
very
month, but
consistent
that's a
in tracking.
specific number. But you're like, well, I don't know how much stopping enough is.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm
What is
only at
the number?
62% this month for stopping at enough.
You do know the number. Okay, 62%. First of all, that's more than half.
Right.
Now we just want to see what it can be going forward. Okay, so during this time, so are you talking September when you say this month?
Yeah, everything is September.
Okay.
'Cause honestly, I gotta say July and August, I just kind of been I've been doing things but not doing things.
Okay, so this month, from how much weight have you lost, maintained, gained? What's happened?
I am in the 230s. I've been as low as 231 since the beginning of summer and all the way up to like 238. So I've been like
So
in
what was
this.
your weight on September 1st? Do you know that?
I can pull it up real quick if you
I
give
would
me a
love it.
second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have all that because you know I have data.
Isn't it so interesting? Our brains want to go to, let me tell you, like the best it's been and the worst it's been. We were talking about September. So let's keep focused. September 1st,
Okay.
what's with?
Yep, September 1st, I was 235.2.
And September 17th.
236.8.
Okay, so
So up
this
1.6.
236.8. Okay, so this month, it's not even not quite 3 weeks, but this month,
Right.
we are so far up 1.6 pounds. We
Right.
have been waiting for hunger 93% of the time. We have been great with sleep. How's your water?
Water is 68%, so not great with water.
Okay, so water has been 68%, and stopping it enough has been 62%. Math. A plus B plus C plus D equals, so this month, a gain of 1.6 pounds.
Right.
So now
I'm
what?
tired of it. I'm absolutely exhausted with
Tired of
that
it.
circling. I just feel like I'm buffering.
Okay, so what would be interesting, and you can go back and do this and maybe write into Ask Coaches with it, but like to see week one, week two, week three, because what we're the data we've just looked at isn't showing us that circling cycle. It's showing
Right.
us what's happened overall in 17 days, which is fine.
Right.
It gives us a place to go forward. What I want to point out to everybody and is just that circle pattern, it can show you. If there have been weeks you've lost weight, we want to see what was different. Because
Right.
if when we fuck around with the same 5 pounds, we are going up and we are coming down. What we want to look at is what's different on the weeks when we lose weight. How the hell does that happen?
Well,
Right?
just looking at the data sheet, I'm
Yeah.
like, that first week, I'm going in there because I
Okay.
want beautiful. Like, I'm a perfectionist, so I want that
Yeah.
beautiful data that shows 100%, even
And
though I
did you
don't
lose
aim
weight?
for 100%.
Did
I
you lose
did
weight?
lose that week, I'm pretty
Okay.
sure.
And was it
But
actually 100%?
no,
Oh.
I didn't follow my plan. So, following my plan is 81%. So that week I didn't follow my plan for 2 days.
I'd be curious just to
It
keep
was
people.
the weekend.
Okay, to keep people interested in the chat. What do you people in the chat think following your plan, why it's important or what it informs us of? So week one, you were closer to 100%, except for following your plan, and you lost weight that week.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, I was I was down like 1.2 pounds. I don't have the exact. I was 235.7 at the beginning of the week and then 234.4. So I went, lost 1.3 pounds.
Okay. And what were your percentages?
I don't have the weekly up. I could pull that up. Sorry, I should have all this stuff. So,
Not at all. You've got great data. It's fine.
I made a plan 85% of the time that week. So August and July, I really was not consistent with planning. So 85% of that week, water, I only hit 42%. Is this the right week? Am I looking at the right time? Because I feel like, nope, that's the right time. Following my plan, because I probably didn't plan, I guess, for two of those days, if I had to guess. And that's probably why. Followed my plan 57% of the time.
So can I make one correction for you? That maybe
Yes.
this has come up actually a lot with private clients too. When you track following your plan, you can't follow a plan you didn't make. So you don't get to take that hit twice. That's just
Okay.
right.
Oh.
You assess following your plan based on how many you made.
Got it.
So
Okay.
if you made five plans, it would be a number out of five,
Okay.
right? So it can't
Got
be.
it. That makes sense.
Yeah, because otherwise it's not giving you the information you need. What you're looking
Sure.
for this is to see what is creating the weight loss or what is stopping us from weight loss. Is it
Right.
that we're making unrealistic plans? Like when I see 57%, I'd be thinking, whoa, okay, what's going on with your plans? We got to work on what you're planning to make sure it's followable. But it's not actually true because really you probably were following more than not.
Right.
Right.
That's
So
true.
that's why that number is important, is to make sure it's accurate.
Okay.
Also, what we're really looking for in following the plan is just to kind of see if it's emotional eating that's coming up. Like, are we then overeating because we didn't follow the plan?
Oh, I know that's definitely something that comes up in the discovery worksheets. Like that, I am definitely an all or nothing. Like, and really the main focus, like why I really wanted to be coach, is because weekends I still weigh in every day on the weekend, and I think that number has been kind of causing some of that effect. So like I'll jump on the scale on Saturday, I'm usually okay, but by Sunday I'm starting to see like that the numbers are going up. So
So
I
then imagine how
start getting
Saturday
into
night.
effort mode.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So I've been starting to use like the average number instead of, I used that this last weekend and it kind of kept me less, like I was
So why do you
doing,
want to
paying
weigh
more
in on the
attention.
weekend?
Data, like
Why do
I
you
feel
need
like.
that data?
I mean, I don't want to be afraid of the scale either. Like, I don't want to get a chance, like, I don't want to, like,
Are you
say, oh, I'm not
afraid?
doing it because I don't want to, I'm hiding from the number.
Okay.
And I feel
But
like if I
so
stop
what
weighing
it
in on the
sounds,
weekend, then I'm
well, what it
kind of.
sounds like though is that you haven't figured out how to manage your mind around the number. And I don't think you're doing it during the week either. I just think that you're more conscious of doable hunger. You're doing all the other things which aren't necessarily making the scale go up every day, so you're not, it may feel but good during the week. It's
Yeah,
not.
because I see that number creeping down,
Yes.
right? Like
So
on
that
Monday
also
morning,
is
it's
not.
higher than Friday, and then I see the number, it gives me all this energy to keep going during the week. Friday,
Still
sometimes
using
it's a
the
good day, sometimes
scale.
not.
Either way, you're still using the scale to inform you of how to feel.
Yeah.
That is not the scale's job, Carly. The scale is
Didn't
now
think about that.
fired. The scale is fired. It's not allowed. We like, honestly, not that we can't celebrate. We can sure celebrate, but what we want to do is make sure that we are staying steady and that we are taking care of ourselves and that we're showing up in a way that is true to us and who we want to be, regardless of what the scale says. Because I was saying it to somebody today, the scale can just be bitchy sometimes.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of a time, this was back when I learned lost my weight the first time, is we were going out for pizza and I had to weigh in before I went for pizza. I don't know why, but it was just one of those moments like, okay, maybe I'm taking this too seriously and maybe I have to rethink everything. So I'm kind of falling back into that pattern. Maybe not as extreme, but it's not who I want to be. It's not.
Okay. So then you want to practice. Who do you want to be with this
Just
scale
want to.
in?
I mean, I guess I need to find a happy balance of the scale, right? Like, I have to decide if maybe do I have to weigh in every day? Will that really help me? Probably it doesn't sound like it will. And then just doing the once a week weigh-in.
How does that feel?
It feels fine.
Good.
I
And
just
we've
feel
asked.
like that's something, like, again, if it's like giving myself permission to
What?
not go on the scale, to
You
get
are.
that data point,
We are. Yep.
to,
We are.
not
Yeah.
fear the scale. I just don't want to fear the scale. I'm trying to avoid that part of it.
So that can be something that you can keep thinking through, this idea of, am I fearing the scale? You want to lose weight. And right now, you're stuck in this cycle that is driven by your emotions. And the scale is informing your emotions of how to feel on a daily basis. So until we can get to the point where we can have a reasonable relationship with the scale, no. You don't see the scale every single day.
I can do that.
You're going to break up. You're going to have a little bit of space, you and that scale. And then what I want you to do you have a weekly weigh-in sheet?
I do. I use the one, the deep dive one, that deep
Perfect.
dive weekly. And I also use like the weekly plan with the weekly weigh-in.
So what day are you going to weigh in then?
I usually do Fridays. I just feel like that's just kind of
So
the
Friday,
day.
I want you to fill that form in, though, that sheet the day before or the morning before. Before you get on the scale, I want you to fill that sheet out.
The
Obviously, you don't know
weekly weigh-in or the both of them.
the weekly weigh-in one, where it asks
Okay.
you, what did you do? How did it feel? How do you think? You know, what do you think? What are you going to think about the results? That stuff, right?
Okay.
I want you
Yeah.
to try filling that out before you get on the scale, because that's how you're going to practice deciding ahead of time. No matter what the scale tells me, you have data. You know how you did, whether no matter what the scale says. And if you
True.
follow the data, the scale will keep up.
Incredibly helpful.
Okay. So that's the one main thing for you that I want you to work on. I also want you, okay, so water.
Yeah.
What's happening with water?
I've never been a water person. I mean, I was like the now. I stopped drinking pretty much. I stopped drinking Coke, cola,
Right.
in 2020 completely. Like I went cold turkey and I didn't drink any kind of soda up until about last year. So,
Okay.
like, water has never been like my native hydration. It's always been soda in ridiculous amounts. Coffee has kind of replaced that. And I've tried to start drinking more tea that's not caffeinated just to get the water. Up, I just don't. I mean, I like sparkling water, like sparkling flavored water. I'm on the weekends, I'm just kind of like passive with it. It's not as convenient to have like tug around the big, chugger with me all the time. So.
Okay, add to your list, order a smaller chugger,
I
something
have smaller chuggers.
okay, so get it out. You've got lots of excuses. What we want to stop doing is arguing for what's not working. We want to look at, okay, how do I make this work? I need to get water in because Do you know what water's going to help you with?
Everything. I know what it does. I know what it, I mean,
When's the
absolutely know what it
last time
does.
you were getting your water in 100%?
Oh gosh, it's, I don't, it hasn't been through this period of time I've been,
Okay, so then
losing
maybe
weight.
the truth is you don't actually know.
No,
Like,
it's
honestly, maybe the truth is,
2021.
right? So maybe the truth is we don't actually know what, how much of a difference it could make. Could we find out? I mean, stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. Let's fuck around and find out about water. If you were to nail 100% your water, I wonder. Let go all or nothing. Let's go. I want to
Right.
tell you, I used to be a Diet Coke drinker, 4 or 5 cans a day at least. I never drank water, zero. Never, nothing. I didn't even drink sparkling water back then. Nothing. Diet Coke, it's the only thing I drank. I didn't even
Yep.
drink coffee. Didn't even drink coffee. Literally, Diet Coke was
Same.
all I
It
drank.
was, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I don't go anywhere without this stupid thing now. Like literally, it's, I go to the mailbox. I'm like, oh my God, this is kind of, I laugh at myself. I'm like, I have my fucking water with me. Just because I've made it such a habit that it's like my left hand would feel empty. I would be like, it's like almost like a security blanket. It's like, I just
I
have.
guess I just need to like retire the big chugger and start going for smaller and just more often
Even
fill
something
it.
that works, like just because you never have been or done something doesn't mean you can't. Doesn't mean that one day it might not be your best friend or the thing that you always have. Like, I 5 years now, probably 6 years ago now, I would have been just like you are saying, like, God, water? No. Now look at me. Like, literally, I've just always got it with me. So, just want you to open up to that possibility. Now, I also want you giving yourself credit. Sparkling water is still fucking water. So,
Absolutely. Better
right?
be, or so I'm 0% water.
Right?
Because,
Order it by the
no.
cases, whatever. Like,
Yep.
drink it. That's
Yeah.
fine. Tea that isn't caffeinated, fabulous. Or that is
Yeah.
caffeinated, doesn't matter. Tea, great. Like I guess it does matter. You don't want tons of caffeine, but. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. Lean into it. Drink it. That's all. Drink more of it. And let's find out. I would love for you to find out. And after a week or so, let me know what difference you think it's made, or if you think we're all full of shit and water doesn't do anything. And let's talk about it. Like, seriously. I just
All
think there
right.
would be so many benefits to it that I'd be curious if it wouldn't help you with the stopping at enough. With the waiting for hunger, making sure, with the following your plan, even because well hydrated, we're much more calm. We're not as hungry. We're not as like our brains are sharp. You've got so much more oxygen in there. I don't know.
100%, it definitely is a benefit, 'cause I used to be amazing with water. So I know the benefits of water and how much better you feel with
How
being
about I'm a
hydrated.
daily planner? Can you answer the question? Why today I will get all my water in? Why it
Okay.
matters today? I don't think that needs to be a forever question, but maybe a couple weeks of just really connecting with why today it matters for me until it starts to become more of a habit. And maybe you start to be crazy like me and like go, what the hell am I taking the water to the mailbox? Like,
Feel like a flat Stanley.
right?
Like we take
Yes.
it everywhere and take a photo with
Yeah. Oh my God, I would love that.
it.
All the places your water goes. That would be amazing.
It's pretty amazing where it would go.
Yeah. All right. So I
All
think
right.
you've got some things to work on. I would love for you to work on these. I think I'm doing this call again next month. And
Yeah.
I think it'd be great to check in on these if you are willing to come back.
Yeah, I won't burst into tears the moment I get called on next time.
That's just emotions. Honestly, Carly, that's so normal. You probably were working yourself up to it. It makes total sense. No judgment.
Yeah, I was
So.
telling everybody, it's like, I don't know, be a game time decision.
And you did
And
it. So.
you didn't yell at me, so that's good.
I can't imagine yelling at you. You're doing
You're
great.
safe. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Come back. Let me know.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, change role back down and let's see. We have Wendy next. Diane says, you can't go from 0 to 64 ounces a day. Well, I mean, you can. There's no reason you can't. You may want to build it up over time. You can do that. It's 64 ounces isn't that much throughout a day if you think about all the time that you're up. So really, you could just all of a sudden start drinking 64 ounces. You'll just have to go to the bathroom. And that will lessen over time. Kristen said, I think you're Wendy, I don't see your here. I'm going to ask you to. What am I going to ask you to do? Turn your camera on. Oh, ask to start video and ask to unmute.
The host has asked you to
Thanks.
start your camera.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. Oh, you got it.
Okay.
All right, Wendy.
All right. Carly has encouraged me to
I'm so
call
glad.
in on this call. We are in the same accountability group.
Do you guys have a name or anything?
No, we don't.
Maybe you could one time. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we could.
Okay. All right. Well, that's awesome. I'm really
Okay.
glad that you guys got brave together. So, how can I help you?
Okay. I think I'm a professional dieter.
Okay.
I have tried so many diets that like most people probably have.
How
But
does that feel, though, when you tell yourself that?
that I'm determined to make this work.
Okay.
Yeah,
So,
I mean I feel like I've been doing all the things.
what happens if it works?
I'll be proud, more confident.
You don't get to be a professional dieter anymore.
Right, true, that's true.
I just want to point that out because sometimes that's something we miss, that if we make our identity about losing weight, there gets to be this push-pull in your brain that, yeah, we want to lose weight, but your brain's very willing to find the problems and to get you to stop too, because oh, you're a professional dieter. It's trying to own that. And if you lose all your weight and don't need to diet anymore, then what? Then what are you going to be? Any ideas?
Ooh, happy.
Professional
Trim.
dieters can be happy.
Yeah, well, I guess. But
They can be, can't they?
yeah.
Okay. So what else? If you do this badge of honor of being a professional dieter, then
Yeah.
who are you?
Okay. I feel like I'm a hard worker. I'm willing to try anything.
Okay.
By anything, I mean, I do affirmations every morning. I do a plan every morning. I do weigh in every day. I have been really zeroing in on hunger and enough. And I
Yeah.
think I'm tripping up on the enough because I don't feel like I'm eating that much. And, I'm staying the same.
Okay. So we'll get to that.
And I keep thinking, well, I'm older now. I'm short. So, and I believe that those could be my own internal excuses. I don't know. I've started some planned exercise as well as I've always done spontaneous exercise, and I just feel totally stuck.
Okay. And are you stuck? Like, does your weight stay
Yeah,
exactly
no, I
the
am
same?
like a straight line across.
Okay.
And I will say, 2 years ago, I got treatment for leukemia,
Okay.
and that seems like when I've gained 20 pounds since then.
Okay.
And no matter what I'm doing, it's not coming off.
Okay.
So I need help.
Okay. So talk me through your day.
I get up early in the morning. I'm an
Okay.
early riser.
Okay.
I immediately get my planner and I write my affirmation for the day.
Okay.
Then I make a meal plan, which that has been helping me tremendously because at the end of the day, I don't have to wonder what I'm going to be having for dinner. So that I absolutely love because then
Excellent.
it doesn't make me get takeout or, something like that. I notify my husband, this is what we're having for dinner, and and he's a peach, he would go with anything.
Excellent. All right. So we've planned, we've made our affirmation. Have we eaten the drink?
I start off with I bring a bottle of water with me now. I'm not a good water drinker, but I'm getting better. So I bring a water with me and a coffee. I drink black coffee. And I wait until I feel like I'm hungry. And I'll have a bowl of cereal. And I thought, listening to all the calls and listening to everything, I said, okay, maybe I'm still eating too much. So I've reduced that to maybe like 3/4 of a cup of cereal, little milk in it. That's it. Or a protein shake, and a black coffee. That's it.
And then what happens?
Then I go about my day. If it's a, I've decided to do the exercise, and I do the spontaneous exercise while I'm waiting for my coffee to brew. And I do the formal exercise on Mondays and Thursdays. I didn't want to jump into it and like burn myself out. So Mondays, Thursdays, I do a resistance training.
And then what else do you eat through the day and when?
Lunchtime, I'll have a Greek, plain Greek yogurt
What
with
time is lunchtime?
between 12 and 1. So, Greek yogurt, a tablespoon of granola. I'm careful not to put too much in. Fresh fruit. And I'll plan maybe a banana or something like that. But like today, I didn't even have the banana because I didn't feel hungry. And then I wait until dinner.
And then when is dinner?
Probably about 6.
And what do you typically have for dinner?
Say grilled chicken, mashed potatoes, a vegetable, sometimes a sandwich, and I'll do like a panini, but I'll only do a half of one because I, again, I'm trying to level up and not have a full sandwich. And that's about it. And maybe a couple of times a week, like some ice cream, but I just have a small bowl of it, and I've grown to like the Carb Smart, which is, and I really enjoy it. It's not like I'm, saying, oh, it's not the real thing. And that's about it. I do not snack at night. So, help.
How do you know you're hungry?
I think the food thought. And sometimes I'm questioning it, but I'm thinking like I haven't eaten, so I do need to eat something.
You?
I think I don't think you can go all day without eating.
I would definitely not recommend going all day every day without eating. I can see how there are some days that
I mean,
you
I will in the morning, I will
hungry.
skip the shake or the cereal. It's like, oh, I'm not hungry today. And then maybe at that time, then maybe I'll eat lunch, say a little earlier, because then I do feel the hunger. So.
So we are definitely listening to see if we're hungry. Definitely, I want when people say, and Carly said the same thing, this thought, oh, I think I might be hungry. And I don't think I called Carly out on it either. So since you're in a group together, I can call you both out.
Yeah, okay.
The make sure it's different than the thought of, oh, I haven't eaten in a while. I should probably eat. That's very different than, oh, I'm distracted. I wonder if I'm hungry.
Okay.
Do you hear the
Interesting.
difference? Like
Jot
one
down,
is,
right, distracted. Okay.
one is about like your physical body sensations, as opposed to looking at the clock. For me, it's hearing my husband in the kitchen. I'll hear him in there putting, going, oh, is it time? Like I look up into the top corner of my computer, like, oh, is it time to eat? Oh, like, no, you want to be listening to, am I physically hungry? Right? Is my stomach, does my body need food right now? For
So,
you, yeah, go ahead.
what happens when you start eating and you've eaten very little and you feel like it's enough? You just stop?
Yes, ma'am.
Because let's say, for instance, my husband had a doctor's appointment late today, so we went out to eat
Okay.
after the doctor's appointment. I got grilled chicken, mac and cheese,
Okay.
and a coleslaw.
Okay.
I drank the water.
Yeah.
I ate, well, maybe a third of the chicken, a
And what
third
time
of
of
the,
day was this? Was this lunch
no, this was dinner.
or dinner? Okay. Yeah.
Dinner, yep. I ate a third of the chicken, a third of the coleslaw, a third of the mac and cheese, and I said, I think I'm full. So I just packed it up and I'll have it tomorrow.
Okay.
And I feel fine now, but it
Yeah.
just seems like that's such a little amount of food.
So on one hand, we want to work on letting go of that judgment about how much food it is or isn't. I mean, I don't know if you want to share, how tall are you? How much do you weigh? Like,
Yeah, I'm 5 foot tall,
yeah. Okay.
167 today.
Okay.
I'm 75, so I'm older.
Okay. So all of that just kind of informs us of like, how much does your body need, Wendy? The truth is, you're going to know if you're hungry. I don't want you going all day, every day without eating. But I want you to listen to your body. Am I actually hungry? It sounds like you're working on doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that since the accountability group, because we started the end of August, I think I've been really paying attention.
Yeah.
I hope I am. Now I'm gonna cry.
Oh,
I can see
why?
why, right?
Well, what's going on with that?
Well, I feel like, I'm trying hard. It's like, and I keep, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, I don't have much longer on this earth, so I better get this off and feel trim and energetic and be able to do chores without, help from people. And not that it's bad to ask for help, because I have a great, strong grandson that comes, but, I want to be independent.
Yes. Okay. So that takes us back to what I was talking about at the beginning with you. Your identity. I think it's your identity that we could work on breaking up with, right? Carly has to break up with the scale. You get to break up with your professional dieter energy. Because I think what it might be doing is holding you back from just living your life.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
You want to be living your life. You want to feel trim and energetic. That also comes from moving around, doing some exercise, like doing exactly what you're doing. So that could be the question that you work on in your when you're doing your plan.
Okay.
Is how am I going to feel trim and energetic today? What are you going to do that day to bring that out in yourself?
Okay, wrote it. Not that I won't listen to this again, but
Yeah. And then I want you
yeah.
to think, like, as you're eating your food, 100%, I'm noticing, like, cereal, 3/4 of a cup of cereal and milk. I'd rather you put a whole cup in there and then just stopped and left a quarter and realized, okay, I don't
Okay.
actually need it. Like, I want you to really be thinking about what you need. I think too, protein is going to be important. I love the idea that you're having protein shakes and that you're doing the Greek yogurt. I mean, there's some protein in milk, but having some of that in the morning could really help start your day off when you're hungry. Make sure you're hungry.
Okay. So, I mean, for years I skipped breakfast,
Okay.
just because I didn't want it. Is that okay to do that? I always feel like, yeah.
I won't tell anybody.
Okay.
You and
So then
me.
I could switch the shake and have the shake maybe for lunch if that's what I
You
want.
totally could if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Wendy, I will tell you, I had the funniest thing happened to me where I was talking to somebody and they were telling me all about how they were intermittent fasting. Like, and this was like a year ago when it was kind of a big,
Right, yeah.
but a lot more in the past. Like, yeah, I'm doing this intermittent fasting thing. I'm like, oh, cool. So what are you doing? Well, I don't eat after dinner and then I don't eat until noon the next day. I'm like, oh, I thought about it for a minute and I'm like, huh, shit. I guess I intermittent fast too.
Right, yeah, okay. All right.
I wasn't eating after dinner. And usually I don't eat until lunchtime. It's around 12 o'clock is when I eat.
Okay.
I just never called it intermittent fasting because I was just listening to my hunger. So it's just listening to your body is what matters. If you're hungry, I think it's a great idea to make sure you're getting some protein in each meal. Other than that, eat what you want to eat. I want you to think about this too as you think about your day and what you're eating. Our bodies don't need that much energy, more food at night than they do, say, midday or first thing in the morning at any other time of the day. And yet we've all been kind of programmed to have like this dinner,
Right.
meat and potatoes, right? Like, so I want you to just really lean into what do I want to eat? What feels good to Wendy? Nobody
Okay.
else. And honor that.
Okay, I love it.
Okay.
Love it, love it.
Now, again, I would love to hear back on how does that go for you?
Okay, I'm going to.
And your homework really is working on what your identity is.
Okay.
You're no longer getting to have the identity as a professional dieter. You are going to be Wendy, who happens to be just paying attention to doable hunger. But I want you to focus on who you are going to be, what you want to do, what matters to you in life. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Carly, thank you for encouraging this.
There you go. All right. I will put you back
Okay.
down to attendee. There we go. Okay, you guys are doing great raising your hands today. We have promote to panelists. Now we have Laura. I have a feeling, Laura, you're part of the same group, are you not? And Marilyn, look at you spearheading everybody. I love it so much. Okay. There's no other questions in the Q&A, and y'all doing okay in the chat here? Catherine said she realizes she's craving protein a lot of the time. Yeah, maybe up your protein. Give yourself more. Our bodies need that. And it's very important. Okay, Laura, I think we can hear you. Can you start your video? There you go. Maybe, sort of. Well. Marilyn is the reason we are all here together. That's beautiful. Well, Laura, we can't hear you or see you. I'm not seeing anything. Okay, I'm going to try putting you back down to attendee, I think, and we'll try again. Put your hand back up again and we will try again. She's working on her husband's laptop. It might have special settings. Okay, Laura, okay, we're gonna try one more time. Oops, I don't want to rename you. Hold on. Oh, you had your hand up and you put it back down. Okay. I don't know what happened. We also had an iPhone with your hand raised, but your hand is down now too. So now nobody's hand is up. Anybody want to raise your hand? I think we could definitely fit another person in tonight. Okay, iPhone 2. Let's try again. Promote to panels. Let's see what happens. Laura, if you want to try again raising your hand, unless this is you, I don't know. Guess we'll find out in a second. Hello. No, we can't hear you. You're muted.
Okay, good now.
It is good now.
Okay,
Okay.
good. All right. Well, the reason my hand went up and down was because the last two people you coached were, especially the last one, guilty as charged as the professional dieter. And
Okay.
before I regained my weight, I was very nervous, when I was down. Like, what do you do if you don't diet? I have never in my conscious
Yes.
life not dieted.
Yeah.
So freaky.
So that is why in OBS, what we really try to talk about a lot is acting now that way. I want you to start working on that persona, on who you are. I don't even know your name. Sorry, what's your name?
Oh, Rochelle.
Rochelle. Okay. Yeah, acting now, Rochelle, is who you want to be in life, and making sure that what you're doing to get the weight off is, again, just part of who you're going to be.
I was very scared to do the future self work. I did not imagine myself at this age at all. So that's
Yes.
another change, like I'm working less days. I'm a
Yep.
hairdresser of about
Okay.
45 years.
Yeah.
It's a great,
That's why you have amazing hair. Yeah.
curly hair specialist.
Yes. Oh my goodness. You're not in Canada, are you? Please, no.
No, God, I wish. I have relatives there. But
Oh.
it's weird because I was talking to my husband. I've worked in front of a mirror my whole career,
Yeah.
dealt with a lot of this. I no longer, after about 20 minutes ago, was a professional dieter, but I'm not anymore.
Excellent.
That's gonna, I think that might be something real big for me to work
Yeah.
on.
Yeah. So, one thing
Okay.
that you can do to start and to make it maybe a little easier to get going is when you think about a future version of you, even you can start with thinking about you tomorrow. Well, heck, you could start with thinking about you at the end of the day, you
Right.
tomorrow, you at the end of the week. You going into October, like that, those are all future versions of you. And it can be helpful just to start to think. I love the tonight me one, because when I'm writing my plan, that's who I'm thinking of. Who do I want to be tonight when I go to bed? I want to be a person who feels fucking good, who feels like she showed up for herself and she did a great job.
I never thought about that. I can think about that's it. It just slays me a little bit that the still feeling good about yourself is so directly correlated to the losing weight part.
Yeah. The thing is, when we don't feel good about ourselves, then we're constantly finding the negative things. And that's one of those things that keeps us in that up and down. Like, we do good, so we start to feel good. But then when it shifts for a weekend or we have some emotional eating or something, then we don't feel good. Then we start going off with food, right?
Yeah, I've had like a 15-pound regain after some shoulder surgery last year, and
Okay.
it's made me down, emotionally.
Yeah.
Even with loving myself, it still seemed to hold some space there.
So why would that make sense for you, Rochelle?
What, that I was down about that?
You feel down about it.
After joining this group, I just not I never occurred to me I'd have a regain, to be quite honest. I felt kind of cocky. Like I'm sure a lot of people, like, oh my God, I can't believe how easy this was. It'll never fucking happen again. And I was a little ashamed that it did
So
that.
you just nailed it and pointed out what stops us from turning things around. is when we get sort of weighed down by shame and we're feeling that version of us is not in problem-solving mode. She's making it a her problem. She's not making it a, huh? Like when I went over the numbers with Carly, A plus B plus C plus D equals, wait, are we following our plan? Are we drinking our water? Are we waiting for hunger? Are we stopping it enough? You're not
Yeah, I
making it
think
that problem.
the woman before me, I think I'm going to investigate what you said with her with the eating too, because I notice it's a time habit, like what you said. I hear somebody in the kitchen, taste bud revival. I have a break in between clients. I'm not going to be able to eat for a while. Stupid shit like that. But, so what do you do? Just push that hunger a bit, or how, I've been working on this for a few years.
Okay, so this is where we experiment, right? And that's the true meaning of doable hunger is what makes sense when I look back and I look forward. So when I look back and think, well, it has been 4 hours since I've eaten and I can feel my stomach feeling a certain way. When I look forward and think, oh, but I'm gonna eat in another hour. Do like then we think, okay, what am I gonna get myself? Or if it's the reverse, right? Look, I just ate an hour ago, but I'm not gonna eat for another 4 hours. And my stomach's telling me I'm really hungry. Well, I'm gonna grab something then. Right. But it informs what choice you want to make. And I think
I don't
we
think I was,
go
oh, go
ahead.
ahead. I don't think I was allowing myself the flexibility that I think my body does like smaller meals over time, but I think I got kind of fucked on that recently with thinking I had to eat larger three meals and not eat in between. I think I was fucking my natural system, maybe.
Why would you think that?
Why did I think to change it, or why do
Yeah,
I
like
think I'm
why did you
bucking the
think that it
system?
wasn't okay to eat six smaller meals instead of?
I guess because I was just listening to how long food was supposed to last in you, and I guess on the calls they usually talk about it like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I think my brain, or I heard, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, it doesn't have to be. We are, like two college kids, me and my husband, people eat at all different times. It's not like, most of the time my husband and I eat together. Okay. Well, I think win-win for me. I think I've got some shit to work on. I
All right.
do like your style though, because just from the previous callers, I was like, wow. And then I lowered my hand and I was like, well, she's got time. But thank you.
Time. Don't leave me hanging.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That was great. I appreciate the
You
help.
are welcome, Rochelle. All right.
Okay.
It was good to have you here. I'm going to put you back down. And
Thank
Laura's
you.
going to raise her hand, I think. Right, Laura? You going to raise your hand? I don't see raise the hand. It's on the bottom somewhere. Why can't you? Well, if Laura doesn't want to raise her hand, we none of us can. Okay, the last caller was on her phone. That's not true that you can't raise your hand on your phone. There, it's under the more tab. Is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Laura, I think you're gonna have to write in about that too. You are not dumb. I don't know. I've never done it on a phone either, so I can't help you out there. So, reactions tab. Last call, Laura. Bottom left. I don't know if she's on portrait or landscape. Look at everybody is trying to get you to raise your hand, Laura. It's not under more. Obviously, I need to try this out too because I am not sure or I would be able to tell you. So, oh. There we go. Oh, yeah. Telling Laura to look at the chat. iPhone, it's on the bottom left. Maybe she doesn't have a bottom left. I don't know. Well, like I said, I will be here next week. Next week? No, I'm not going to be here next week. I am moving. I am moving, not for a couple of weeks now, but The next time you all see me on a live call, I will be at my new house and I will have an office that is just mine. Right now, this is my dining room. So I'm very excited to have a house that I'm going to have my own office. Thank you. Congrat. Yeah, I'm very excited. It's going to give us more space. And so I'm really looking forward to that. But it is so interesting to notice how everybody in my household is handling the different emotions that are coming up. So I'm noticing a lot of that. And I'm holding space for all the people here in my house that are sometimes stressing and sometimes eating and everything else. And I just find it very interesting to see what's going on. So. Oh, and Mel is moving next month too. So there you go. We're moving on the 9th, and I hope you enjoy your new space, wherever that is, Mel. So thank you, Lori. It is very exciting. So you all are set. You all have some things to work on. Everybody, I also want to make sure that you know, come to Ask Coaches. We will talk through this stuff. Come back next. Oh, Laura did figure out how to raise her hand. All right, Laura figured out how to raise her hand. I'm going to pull her up. I also want you all to keep in mind next week, don't forget, next week, Tuesday, I think it is. There's some weird time of an appointment, like, or of a call at like 1 o'clock. No, 12 o'clock Central Time, where Corinne is going to tell us all what camp is about. You know what? I don't even know. So I am very excited to find that out too. But I have heard that it's going to be amazing. Hey, Laura, you've made it. Oh, wait, you're muted. Ask to unmute. There you go. Does that help?
Oh my God.
You made it. All
It's
right.
like building a ship.
I know. All right.
Hi, I'm so sorry for all the shenanigans.
No worries. How can I help? What's going on?
Oh, geez. Okay, I wanted to talk about my lack of progress
Oh,
since
okay.
January 2020. I
Yeah.
started at 225, I'm 208. I've
Yes.
gotten down to 193 a year ago.
Okay.
So I'm working on a regain.
What do you mean you're working on a regain?
I'm trying to get back down to 193 and then keep
Okay.
going
So
to my
this
goal.
again, though, is part of the whole identity piece that you also can work on with Wendy, which is we want to make this just part of who you are. Not what you do to lose from a regain. Who
Oh,
is
okay.
Laura that weighs 193? What does she do that's different than you today? What do you do when you're 170? Is it going to be different again?
No, it's a healthy lifestyle. I get that.
What do you get that? You get to decide. There's no set formula here yet. You get to set the formula.
Yeah, okay. That helps.
What do you want?
I want to be more active. I'm
Ah.
really sedentary and I'm trying to get out of that lifestyle.
Okay.
I did take a walk today, so that's a huge win.
What kind of activity in the future do you picture yourself doing? For real, for real. Like,
Walking,
okay.
lengthening the time of the walks, yoga and Pilates.
Okay.
I mean, I would probably start on YouTube and
Yeah.
get up the courage to go to a class.
Okay, can I make sure that I've had to say said this to somebody else too. Make sure if you're going to do yoga, especially if you're going to do it at home, like get the blocks, make sure you have lots of cushions around, and that if you can't get into a pose they're trying to do, use blocks to get your hands higher, like that kind of stuff. Because I took a class, I've taken terrible classes, I've taken great classes. But you don't have to really kill yourself to get into these yoga poses. You want to make it
Okay,
easy.
that's good to know.
Yeah. You want to make it easy. You want to make it doable. Yoga is one of those things you'll just get better at with time. Like the more you do it, the easier it'll become, the further you'll be able to go. But if you start doing it and it's awkward and you hate it and you feel scrunched up and or it's too stretched out, you're not going to do it.
Yeah, I think the stretching will really help my back. And we've been gone for close to 3 weeks now, staying in an RV. And I wake up every morning and my back is tweaked. My husband took off the mattress topper and it's a firmer mattress now, but it's still not helping.
Okay, so you're right. There probably is some strengthening exercises you can do for the back, okay?
And I don't have a core. It's non-existent.
Lies. Yes, you do. It just
It's
you don't, and I promise you,
under there. It's under
exactly.
there somewhere.
You have all the same muscles we all have. We just got to start to learn to activate them. That's all. Right? And learn
Okay, that
mobility as
helps.
far as core goes, that can be the very first one. It's just practicing activating the muscles, not trying to do too much too fast. Just working on how do I activate the core? And I'm doing it right now. That's why my face is getting weird. Activating your core muscles, like squeezing your butt and just feeling your stomach, like those kind of things. It can be really helpful. It's one of those things, though, that your brain might have thoughts about, you know, blah, 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 this isn't enough. And you want to remind it, yes, it is. Whatever I do is enough because I know who I am and I know who I'm going to be. Obviously, this is how one of the steps to getting there because I can see her. I know who she is. You know who Laura in the future is? She's the person that does yoga and Pilates. She walks long distances, right? She's so this is how I get there.
Yeah, you know, that's what I haven't really worked on is future self-talk. I did at the beginning. I've been in it almost 6 years, and I, you know, so discouraged. I had a accountability partner who joined about the same time, and she lost 100 pounds and got the Century Award, and then had to drop out for financial reasons. But we're still in touch every once in a while. The other
Any idea
partner got
how it
in
happened
the
for her?
GLPN. I'm
GLP-1,
sorry.
yeah. How did it happen? How did that your partner lose 100 pounds?
Oh, she was amazing. You know, she made a plan every day without fail. I mean, she was into the thousands of, you know, numbers, and she. I eat really slowly, so that helps me, you know, get to enough and figure it out. I look at my plate. I try to, here I've been taking a small plate, so I need to treat myself to a nice, pretty small plate.
I love it.
I joined a 8 pound challenge by the end of September group, and it's really helping. You know, have taken off some. Not quite a date, but you know, I requested that we stay together, whoever wants to, and help me get through the winter. And
So what has been helping you through September?
just the group support.
Okay, well, they're not doing it for you. So I want you to work on giving yourself some credit. What are you doing to create weight loss through September?
I'm paying attention to when I've had enough.
Is it
And
easy?
that first signal, I stop.
Is it easy?
I it's getting easier, and Coach MJ has helped watching her Wednesday shows with little tips. You know, put the napkin on. You know, she goes a little further, step on the napkin, then put it on. I don't think I'd do that, but she's so
Wipe it on the
funny.
bottom of your shoe, right?
Yeah, wipe it on the shoe and throw it back on the plate. So it's disgusting.
Okay, so I want you to
Yeah,
think about this, the future you at the end of September. What's she going to think about herself?
oh, I'll be more confident. You know, she'll feel like she's gotten a little progress and can keep going.
You have all of that right now. Did you know that?
No. No,
You
I wrote
have
into Ask Coaches
progress.
and I'm waiting for a response.
Okay, but you've
So I
had
am
progress.
working on it. What that?
This is part of building that identity. You've had progress. It's September 17th. You've had progress. You've lost some weight. You do not need to wait until the end of September to feel confident in that. You're already doing
Oh,
that.
that's nice. I like that. I like that. Okay. I'll take
So,
that
I think
forward.
that's going to be your next group challenge, is all of you working on what is your identity and getting rid of the fact that losing weight is creating the identity. I want you to start creating this identity of who you are, what you do, how you show up, how you treat yourself, how you catch that you're already doing things and giving yourself credit for it. You're already walking.
Well, I did today, so that's one win. That's day
Yes.
one.
That's fabulous. Every journey starts with day one. It
Right.
has.
I did self-care today. I got my hair washed and
Looks beautiful.
fixed up.
I
I
love
can't
it.
do it in the RV and get a 3-minute shower.
I get it. I used to go to, yeah, we used to have a trailer before and yeah. So
Okay.
taking care of you. You've got this. You're getting the
Okay. Thank you,
support.
Lisa.
You are so welcome. I hope to see you all next month. And
Yeah, I'll
to,
look for your call.
yeah, look for it and I hope to see you there, okay?
Okay. Thank you for letting me come in late.
You're welcome. No problem. All right, I will talk to you later.
Technical glitches and
That's okay. It
all.
happens.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, it was so nice to see everybody tonight. So great. All right. Thank you to everybody. Like I said, check the calendar, see what's coming up next this coming week, because there's that special call with Corinne. See, I told you this hair is doing a weird thing today. It was great to meet all these new faces that I saw today. So great to be a first for some of you. And I really want to see you back. I want to see you back and see what's going on next month. Okay. All right, everybody, have a really good night. I will see you next time. Bye.